I hate spending or giving €1 that doesn't need to be given. It's members' money. That's the strength of our organisation, because it's independently members funded. We had two cases with the former General Secretary. One of them was for breach of contract, and he was offered €2 million for that breach of contract 2 years ago. The council decided to go against it and to fight it, and then there was defamation in the aftermath of that. So there was two cases, one breach of contract and one for defamation. In the breach of contract, we rolled the two of them into one. And the reason we did that, and the reason why we settled, was that, first of all, the members wanted us to settle. Secondly, the National Council gave authority to the board to see if we could settle it without going to court, because court is costly, the legal system is costly, and last Tuesday week, the 27th of February, we would have started a court case that could have ran for 4 to 7 days on one issue, the breach of contract, okay? Then in June, there was a procedural day in court in relation to the defamation. That was for discovery. When that would be finished, we would be facing into another court case on the defamation in front of a jury. And if either side wasn't happy with the outcome there, it could be appealed and reheard in front of a judge later in the year. So you were talking about probably going from February right through the year in court. Now, that's not good for the organisation. It's very, very costly for the organisation. And the strong legal advice from the senior counsel and barrister that we had was, we got to a level where they recommended that we pay it. And listening to all the advice that we got from them, we do feel that it was the best outcome. Fortunately, it was a lot of money. The thing about it is that there was no fraud and there was no rules broken back along the way 2 years ago, okay? The former General Secretary at the time, and I'm not saying whether I agree with it or not, it was a large amount of money, but he was only taking what the organisation had agreed to give him at that time, okay? And that's the predicament we found ourselves in. And look, I think that the net loss, there would have been a sizeable saving in that position over the past 2.25 years, because that sort of salary wasn't paid out. What they, you know, it breaks down, there's 1.55 in breach of contract, and that's kind of almost half and half to revenue and to the former General Secretary, and then the remainder up to of 350,000 is for defamation. And that's what the members will hear tonight, and I don't expect everyone to agree with it. I hated agreeing to pay it out, but it was damage limitation, and that's
and
what we did.
And do you feel, because I know the last time I was speaking to you in Sligo about this issue at the start of the whole thing, you said transparency was a huge issue and you wanted to be really transparent with all the members. Do you feel that it's damaged the IFA in terms of membership? Have you lost members as a result of all that happened?
No, I think all the members, and every member is entitled to have their say and to be disappointed or be annoyed and to give out, and that's the joys of having a strong membership. But our membership appreciate and realise the need for a strong organisation, and we have 73,000 members, so it hasn't affected our membership base, because the people know that if they want representation on CAP or on Brexit or on farm incomes or on Mercosur, it's the IFA that will make that representation, whether it's in Buenos Aires, whether it's in Dublin on Kildare Street, or whether it's in Brussels. And like, we have a strong staff, and we also, at all of those meetings, we have farmer members as well.